wrapping up a busy week for you. A couple of meets, and again, the team's going in two different directions. And you go to Hastings and Lackland, and boy, Kearney comes out with the big sticks today. But hey, 3-10 is not bad at all there at Lackland, was it?
No, not at all. And we just had, I guess, a picture-perfect day weather-wise. You know, there wasn't really a gust of breeze at all. I mean, it was nice weather. The guys took advantage of it, and it was just a fun day on the golf course. And our guys individually played really good. Really good golf. You know, Reed led the Bison, shooting the seventh place finish with a 74. Trenton Riley was 14th place with a 78. Keaton Loop was 15th place with a 79. Colton Cutter tied for 15th with a 79. And a guy we didn't score was Landon Kamak with a score of an 80. So to have five guys 80 or less today was a phenomenal day for us, and we're moving in the right direction, which is awesome to see.
And I'm sure Landon probably not very happy with his round of 80 today, was he?
I mean, he struck the ball extremely well. Sometimes you have those days where, you know, you strike the ball really well and you just don't score. And he ran into one situation on the golf course where he got into some trouble, and that really set him back. But you know, from start to finish, he struck the ball well. And like I said, Rich, some days you just don't score. But you know, I can't be happier with what he has done up to this point in the season, and that's why as a team we're just so strong, because you know, it could be anybody's day, and to have still be able to have four guys breaking 70 was just a phenomenal day for us.
Kearney, I take it, had, you know, they're a returning state Class A state tournament team. I take it they had all their big guns there for that one.
Yes, they did, and they just had a phenomenal day. You know, I had an opportunity to talk with their coach, and he was very, very pleased with how they play. You know, he kind of quoted that, you know, these guys have shown the ability to do this, one guy at one tournament, but to put it all together and to shoot a 290, that's just phenomenal scoring. And so hats off to Kearney on what they did today.
Your JVs had a chance to get some time in up at Med Valley. They're invited Arrowhead.
Yeah, so we sent five reserve guys up to Med Valley, and you know, kind of the surprise of the day, the exciting part of the day was Eli Smith shooting an 86 and getting seventh place. And I can't be happier for Eli and what he has done. And he's just continued to work really hard. And for him to crack the top 10 at Med Valley is awesome. You know, it was just awesome. And Lee Davidson went up there and shot 101, a little bit higher than what he has shown in practice and a couple of the invites. But you know, kind of a different test for him going up to Med Valley. You know, Asher Wilson shot a 113, Spencer Schneider shot 125, and Preston Bobmeyer came out with a 151. So, you know, good experience for our reserve. Awesome opportunity for those guys to get some playing time as well.
With those JVs, it's kind of been a different guy every time. I think it was Cruz McCurdy a week ago, was Brody Anthony the other day, and it's another, you know, a new guy today that stepped up for you.
Yeah, and you know, with the opportunity of taking JV and the opportunity of taking reserve, now it kind of gives us a kind of an idea on who we're going to take with the RC invite. We're going to play a varsity, we're going to play a JV, and I tell you what, you know, I'm going to punch in the averages, and we're going to have a solid JV team out there playing as well, along with our varsity. So it's exciting to see different guys show up different days, and it's really exciting for the program.
Yeah, great week overall. A couple of days ago, you had teams at Chase County, their Enders, and Lakeside, Lexington. Again, two great meets, and the kids did well in both of them, didn't they?
Yeah, and we're shooting solid scores right now this year, Rich. And to shoot a 310 today, shoot a 309 on Tuesday, and win Lexington invites. You know, we did jump up a couple spots in the differential. We're back at second place in the differential, and so you know, we're playing really, really good golf right now, and compared to the 48 teams in Class B, and our guys are clicking on all cylinders, even though, you know, Reed and Landon didn't shoot that you know, round par today. We really had some great help with our 3, 4, and 5 today, breaking that 80 mark. So it's just so much fun. We had a great week, and our guys deserve to celebrate this week for sure.
Ron Coleman invite Tuesday after come back Easter break. And, you know, we talked about York, you know, you and I about a week ago or so, maybe the shot of kind of high score. Who knows if they're bouncing back or not, but they've always kind of been the team to really push your team at your own home invite, haven't they?
Yeah, and you know, unfortunately, they graduated a couple guys. They lost a couple guys to baseball, like we talked last week. But you know, they're going to still have Jackson Hinds on their roster. And when you have a guy with that caliber, you're going to be a solid team. You know, a team we haven't seen yet is Gehring, and Gehring brings back some experience from last year. You know, the scary thing about Gehring is they were only 6 shots away from beating Scott's Bluff at the district tournament last year, and they bring some experience back. And so they're a panhandle school that we haven't seen. They haven't played a lot of invites yet, so they're still kind of green in that aspect of things. But, you know, Gary's a team that's on our radar. You know, Alliance is a team we haven't seen that's going to travel and play at McCook on Tuesday. So, you know, and then you got Holdridge. You know, Holdridge was right on our heels, you know, on Tuesday. So we got to make sure we're sharp. You know, we're going to take, you know, obviously we'll take a couple days off with the Easter break, but we're going to be right back to work on Monday, fine-tuning some things, and hopefully we can bring home some hardware at our home invite on Tuesday.
And then that second invite of the week, you go to Wild Horse for Gothenburg on Thursday then.
Yeah, and I just, the kids, you know, they're just so well networked with each other with social media now, and we're just driving home tonight in the Suburban, and the guys said they burned all the native at Gothenburg. So that's gonna promote a great opportunity to go really low at Gothenburg. You know, when they burn the native, you can swing away. And so we got to stay out of the bunkers at Gothenburg. It's going to be another tough test of we'll see Aurora, we'll see some different teams there at Gothenburg. And so our kids like playing there. It's wide open, big greens, and so it's going to set up for some great scoring opportunities for us as well.
Well, I'm sure despite the Easter weekend, it's going to be hard to keep these guys off the golf course at least a little bit of time over the weekend.
Yeah, you know, they can't get in trouble with their families as far as you got to be at Easter Sunday dinner or whatever it is. But these guys understand the caliber and the momentum we have right now. And so they're going to work hard. They're going to work hard. They're going to be out there tomorrow. They're going to be out there Saturday, Sunday. And, you know, they're putting in the time. And this hard work that they put in is definitely paying off.